Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, we just got an announcement. No real surprise to me. Ron Johnson says he's ruled out running for governor in this coming year. Ron Johnson, back in 2019, he said maybe he would. He wasn't sure if he would run for governor or Senate. Now he's saying he won't run for governor. Well, he's not qualified to run for governor. He'd lose, and that is why he is doing it. But he lay in the weeds. He said he's not sure about the Senate. He's being coy. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Hey, today I buy the beer. If Ron Johnson's not buying running for governor, I'll buy the beer.
I'll join you. Believe me, that's good news.
We ought to be celebrating today. Today's a good reason to have a Ron Johnson not run for governor party. But the main reason I called was two things. One, we hear Fox desperately struggling, and that's where they get the marching orders, Fox, desperately struggling to make the border an issue. And I understand kind of what they're talking about, but here's the point. If Biden's biggest problem is he's helping the poor, is that even a problem? I don't get that. You know, we're supposed to be a kind, benevolent country. We have a Statue of Liberty. And he's just following up with helping people that have absolutely nothing, and Fox makes their problem. The other thing I want to draw people's attention to, a motion was brought up, or a bill or whatever, to honor the fallen heroes that defended the Capitol from a terrorist attack. The Republicans voted against it. They made a statement. They supported the terrorists. They won't even honor these people. So, you know, Fox loves to divert attention, and I watch them. I really do, for the latest and greatest of, you know, smoke and mirrors. And I can sense the desperation in those news organizations that they can't talk about what happened. They're going to pick apart Biden even when he missed. He mentioned that he called Kamala Harris president. They made a big deal out of that. That's all they got. They made a big deal about his dog. They make a big deal about the poor people at the border. That's all they got. These people are desperate. So, again, beer's on me this Friday. If you're in Oconomowoc, get a hold of me. You get a free beer coming, and we're going to toast Ron Johnson, at least not being in the governor's office. Thanks, and have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Have a good weekend. And tomorrow's the first day of spring, everybody, so that's very good. And for anybody who cares, it's comes in at 4:20 a.m. in the morning. Anyway, here's the deal. Bill of Oconomowoc has it nailed. Let me say something. This business of Kamala Harris, he always gets up and says, I and Vice President Kamala Harris. Well, you know, Vice President is a long word, and it's kind of a pain in the neck. And, you know, he gets up there and he says, yeah, I and President Kamala Harris, real quick, you know, kind of elides it. And, oh, well, you know, he's losing his marbles. No, he's not losing his marbles. He calls him vice president all the time. I myself wouldn't even do that. In fact, you know, if I were in his position, I would just say, here's what we're doing. Occasionally reference her. If he wants to reference her every time, fine. Just call her Kamala Harris. But if you want to say vice president Kamala Harris, fine. And one day you forgot to say vice. Okay. There's no recognition of anything. But they all go, ooh, ooh, you know, I mean. And Bill's right. Bill of Oconomowoc is correct. These guys are grasping at straws because things are going very well under Biden. He puts through the COVID relief, bails out a lot of people, puts through an eviction moratorium, but also aid for landlords and so people can get their rent paid, puts in money for municipalities who are losing property tax revenue and other kind of revenue. Puts in purchasing power in people's hands. They're going to go right out, virtually all of them, and spend it. They're going to spend it on food. They're going to spend it on rent. They're going to spend it on school supplies for their kids. People that get it are going to pay income taxes on it, and it comes back into the government, and it gets circulated at least three times. Very, very smart, supported by economists all over the place. You cannot simply evict 30 million people. Where are they going to go? Where do you really think they're going to go? 30 million people get elected, evicted, say in Milwaukee, 30,000 got evicted. You think they're just going to stand for it and freeze in the street? No, they're going to come to your house. The point of the matter is they have to be treated like human beings, and this is a way to do it. And with the vaccines, it looks like we're going to be coming out of the pandemic. Employment will go up, and we won't need another input of COVID relief. Bill's point about honoring the officers is exactly right. They put in a resolution, the Congress did, to honor the police officers who stood tall during their insurrection. That's a no-brainer. Brian Sicknick, one of them, got murdered. Another one got an eye poked out. That's very painful. That's going to screw up the rest of his life. Another got stabbed with a pole, like a spear, impaled. Two others were brain damaged by being beaten on the head with lead pipes. Brain damaged. The FBI has released video of 10 exceptionally violent assaults and asking for help in ID'ing. And if you take a look at that video, it came out yesterday. YouTube it. FBI video of exceptionally violent assaults. It's terrible. I mean, they turned on these people like a pack of dogs. A poor cop is down there beating the living hell out of them with sticks. There's a mob beating him. Could have beaten them to death, threw them down the stairs, punched them, kept punching them. These are officers. That's a felony. That's a felony. Where's the outrage in the Republican Party? Congress put in a resolution just to honor the officers, saying we in Congress appreciate what the officers did in protecting us. And the Republicans opposed it. Every one of them opposed it. Opposed the murder, honoring the murdered police officer, honoring the officer who had his eye gouged out, honoring two officers who were brain damaged from being beaten with lead pipes on the head, honoring the officer who was impaled by a spear, it's a pole, went into the officer's flesh. Honoring the officers who were tased, Officer Fanone had his badge stolen, was being kicked to death. And finally he said, I have kids, and a couple of people circled them to protect him, and that's what saved him. They would have kicked him to death. They said, hang Mike Pence. They went looking for Mike Pence. They erected a gallows, just like the Place de Concorde in Paris, where Marie Antoinette was beheaded. Same thing. We're going to go in and get one of the big guys and hang him out here. And the officers, the one officer diverted the crowd, the rabble, away. They would have killed Mitt Romney. He was on the other way into the Senate. And the Republicans refused to honor these officers. They refuse to honor these officers because the insurrectionists are their base. The Trump cult is their base. Well, Bill, thanks for calling in. Coming to the end of the show. Have a great weekend. Spring starts tomorrow, I think at 4:20 a.m. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, The Devil's Advocate, The Diamond Crook, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos, and on Tuesday, Busted Pencils. Tomorrow, Saturday, Ask the Builder with Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows. Let's Get Local and Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Max Inc. Radio. Matt Flynn Direct is signing off. I'll be back on Monday. Same time, same place, with more Matt Flynn Direct.